Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios at WSU Vancouver, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Sorry for that strange interference.
I was going to say, that was really odd.
Was that me or you?
That probably was... No, that was you. That was definitely you.
Well, either like you just scraped your whole chin on
no,
the microphone,
it didn't make contact.
Or that was me accidentally putting the microphone in my shirt. I'm not sure what that was.
I
wonder if that's going to show up in the MP3. We're going to have to check that.
We're just
technical difficulties, folks. That's just what you're going to have to deal with. And it's an interesting look into how we deal with a professional radio environment.
Yeah.
Worst
case, if you want to call and complain, you can call 360-546-9500.
Excellent foray into dishing out the number. I shouldn't have acknowledged it because now it seems really obvious, but that was really good. Anyway, you told me that today is officially the first day of spring.
Or the last day of fall, one of the two, but I couldn't remember.
Not fall.
Or not last day of winter.
Well, the
one that comes after fall.
Last day of winter counts as first day of spring, doesn't it? Or is the transition not made in the same
day? It's like Christmas Eve, Christmas, I thought.
Well, okay, you know what? I'm just going to Google when does spring start, and I'm doing that, and it's still happening.
That I'm wrong and the news was just idiots this
morning. I think it might have been the news or maybe something else significant was happening because it says spring begins with the vernal equinox on March 20th.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was sometime in March, and so the news people are just full of crap.
Who was the crew? Was it the local guys or was it the Today Show or something?
I think it was like CBS This Morning or something like that.
Huh, wow. Get it together, CBS.
I know.
Come on. We are not stupid Americans. We know when equinoxes happen.
Yeah.
And why do we know that?
Because of the apocalypse.
Because... What?
Because the whole Mayan calendar thing was supposedly going to be on the winter solstice.
Oh, yeah.
It was December 21st.
Well, that's winter. I'm talking about why does everybody know spring?
Oh.
Because we told them.
Yes, that's true.
We used the internet, and the internet spoke to us. And it said unto us... that the equinox begins on March 20th.
So we were the voice of the internet.
Yeah, we personify the internet, really, which, you know what, I redact that.
Because there's some parts we don't want to be representing.
We don't represent the entire internet.
No.
If we did represent the entire internet, we would not really have a show.
No.
Because what the internet is if people want to get a bit into the inner workings of it.
Mm-hmm.
I am a historian, I believe, so I think I have some sort of authority as to what happens on that strange black hole that everybody shouts into about Star Wars and Ben Affleck playing Batman, which people are still mad about.
Yeah.
They need to stop.
People aren't going to be mad until the movie comes out, and afterwards people are still going to be mad.
Even if you were the most delicious peach in the world, somebody would still hate peaches.
Yeah, because you'd be too sweet or too bitter or, you know, too soft or too hard or whatever.
I stole that quote from Reddit. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Batfleck and the internet of the history of it.
Oh, yeah, the history of the internet. See, the internet is always filled with constant turmoil,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty much what would happen if you gave an entire football field of 12-year-olds as much Red Bull as they wanted and let them run loose in the streets of Gotham. Because if you let that happen, nothing would get done.
No,
which
it'd
is
be
why
total
this show,
chaos.
Which is why this show wouldn't exist if we were a pure personification of the internet.
No,
no, we're like a special blend somehow. we take little bits and pieces of the internet, but only the good parts.
Yeah, we have nerdiness, trivia, history.
This is what you should all
knowledge.
Be telling everybody to listen to us because because there's no way I can fit this all on a business card.
No.
And I only have so many business cards.
Well, it depends
cards.
On how tiny print you get.
I don't remember the options for the points.
Do like in the Santa Claus where the whole board around is like this big long sentence and legal clause.
That'd be fun. Yeah, I would.
But it's so tiny it looks like it's just a green line until you hold up under like four magnifying glasses.
Maybe I should order some business cards. Did you ever think about ordering some business cards?
I thought about it, but I probably wouldn't give them out often enough.
No, I mean, I don't give them out that the respect broadcasting school here. It goes. I'm going like in 20 years.
In 20 something.
Yeah, 20 year 20 star. And you can put anything past that star. That's how that works. I don't give them out too much either. I should be.
Yeah.
But I feel weird. For lack of a better term, for whoring myself out like that. Because it's like, listen to my show. Please. It's on the internet. It's just
but
so
it,
easy
it
to
somewhat
to.
Has worked, hasn't it? I mean, more people have started listening to it.
Yeah, we've gotten a few likes. We still haven't broken 100 yet. No. And it's been 3 years, and I shouldn't dwell on that too much. But
No, we don't do it for that. We don't do it for the love. We do it for the fun.
We don't do it for the fun.
I don't do it for the love.
Because I need people to love me. Okay. I mean, how else am I going to validate my existence? Is that...
The internet. it's a circle of life.
Well, some people do like me on the internet. Yeah. I guess I feel a little bit better about that, even though I may never see them. Although we have set up like and I've done interesting exchanges with people on the internet because Reddit did a Secret Santa when Christmas was happening. It's not happening anymore. And I don't remember if I shared
there's
this.
There's not going to be more Christmases?
No more Christmases.
Christmas is never happening.
Last year was the last one. Now we're going to be, what is the, isn't there a kind of holiday that's supposed to encompass the idea of Christmas, but all religions can celebrate it? What is that? It's like, it ends with Festivus? Is that
it? Something like that.
Festivus. Happy Fest, or maybe it's a Seinfeld reference.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Festivus, a well-celebrated parody, has become a secular holiday celebrated on December 23rd that serves as an alternative to participating in the pressures and commercialism of the Christmas season. Originally a family tradition of script writer Dan O'Keefe, who worked on the American sitcom Seinfeld, the holiday entered popular culture after it was made the focus of a 1997 episode of the program. So yeah, it is a Seinfeld episode, but nationally celebrated, apparently. Because Seinfeld has had a massive impact on everybody.
Probably has.
It's still on Netflix.
It isn't?
No.
Yeah.
It needs to be. Because I again, as I said once before, I know I said this, it needs to be shuffled just for science, you know. There is I did find a website that streams it constantly.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if the episodes are in order or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have control over it and be able to tell if they're actually being shuffled or not. I think they are. But I have no idea because they look the same all through the whole series.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they do look very, very, very similar.
And then they did, because Jerry Seinfeld is kind of a jerk.
Kind of.
Did you know that?
He seems like it.
You never verified it. You just kind of looked at his face and he's got a bad case of jerk face. I think
I've heard stuff about his personality being kind of a jerk.
Yeah. And then they did this, the whole Super Bowl thing where he was getting a bunch of cast members together from the original Seinfeld crew. And he was like, oh, it's not a Seinfeld reunion. We're not doing a thing.
Except for we go to one of the classic sets. We get three of the characters.
And we saw Newman.
Yeah.
Newman, I hate you. And it was like a commercial for what? Even I don't care anymore. But
I don't even remember if it was really ever. No, it wasn't even a commercial for anything. It was just.
Yeah, but he was being silly and
he was
really
trying to make himself relevant again.
Oh no,
probably.
I remember it was for Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's his web series that he does, which is him because he has a massive collection of cars. I don't know if he's on the same scale as Jay Leno, but
I don't think anybody is on the same scale as Jay Leno.
Well, he's got an interesting collection, or he at least rents some interesting stuff. And he and another comedian go. He picks up another comedian, and he takes them to an interesting place, or the other comedian takes them to an interesting place, and they sit down and have a coffee, and he interviews them, and that's the show, which is pretty good when Jerry isn't talking, you know, because he was all right in Seinfeld because he was coming up with some lines that were pre-approved, you know, but this is just him, like, talking normally, so his real personality starts to come out.
It doesn't really work.
Yeah, and then you start to realize, I really like the person he's interviewing way more than Jerry himself. You just kind of, you watch it for the person that he's interviewing. I watched the one with Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah.
And because of course, he's a favorite of mine. And if I'm, and if I'm going to...
become him.
If I'm going to become him when I turn 40, just all of a sudden, like in the blink of an eye, then I need to figure out exactly how to live my life to the fullest. And he's obviously done that with how successful he is. But anyway, he took him on his yacht. Because Louis C.K. has a, he's got a boat.
Yeah.
And they had coffee on there, and he told the story about how he actually got stuck on a sandbar for an entire day.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Everybody go find that, because I'm not going to do the story justice, but it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I did like it, and I don't think it actually airs on a TV station anywhere. Mm. I think it's purely on the web, but I can't verify
that. Seems to be
that.
Increasingly becoming the trend and of web release stuff.
Good.
No, I agree. It's kind of nice.
Although some people are kind of mad that CDs aren't being used for music anymore, because people like knowing that a CD has been ripped properly, and they want to be able to check it. They don't seem to like web sources as much.
Or iTunes or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't like iTunes either.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the format that they put music in.
Right.
I want it to be MP3.
Right.
But they put it in MP4, right?
I think so.
Or I don't... Well, I know the codec is... AAC, but that's really nerdy and no one cares. So all you have to know is I don't like the format that iTunes puts their music in, and I much prefer the way that Amazon does it, which is plain old MP3s. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you think Logic would work, but Apple's just like, we made our own thing. You all have to use it now, because... Yeah. We have your money.
They're like the little kid that's like always has to be different. It's like, oh, you know, mom says we're all wearing blue. Okay, fine. I'm gonna go change into red.
I know. I don't think I knew that kid really. Right. I knew the kid who would one up everything.
Yeah, and Apple's kind of that way too. It's like the kid who will one up everybody and just try to be different.
Yeah, but Apple does real one-ups though.
Yeah,
like they make a thing, like Microsoft goes and makes a tablet, which this actually happened. They had a tablet PC in like 2003, something like that. Yeah. And Bill Gates was all like, try this thing out, it's the future, and nobody wanted it because it ran Windows. So
and then Apple comes along, is like, hey, iPad.
And everybody freaked out because they were like, it's a revolution. But what they were doing was they were being the kid who would say that his dad was a pilot for the president when you said that your dad flew to Spain once.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's being that kid.
Yeah.
Don't be that kid. And they're also forcing their music format upon everybody, which I also don't agree with. Yeah. Apple rant. Yay, my feelings on technology.
We haven't had one of those in a while.
No, have we not?
I don't think we have, no.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure everybody else was grateful. And probably. Then this happened, and then they were like, oh, I don't want them to talk about
it. They take the earbuds out. They turn off their iPod.
I'm just going to skip forward 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes. There.
Yeah.
That's now that part's over. We get to the interesting stuff. I don't know what the interesting stuff is, but I would like to... You should call that news station that was putting out... We're going all the way back to the beginning here. You should call that
it was the first day of spring, or the first day of spring. Yeah, it was like tomorrow or something like that.
They got the equinox wrong. See, I don't. Are you sure they said
no? It's too early in the morning for me to be sure when I was watching it. I thought that's what they said, but
really, I thought you were Mr. Morning.
No, I have to get up in them. I don't like to get up in them.
Okay, but
I do it out of necessity, not of desire.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I got the wrong impression that...
God, no, I hate mornings.
All right, because...
No, I'd much rather stay up till 2 in the morning and sleep till 10.
Because what I'm remembering is that time where it was you, me, Ben, and Andrew all staying at your house.
Right.
And then the next day we were going to the gun show.
Right.
And we were all really excited to go to the gun show, but we had to get up super early in the morning. It was like, what?
We had to get up at like 8:30 or 7:30 or something like that.
Nah.
No, because we had...
It was definitely before 8.
We had to get up at 7 because we were, we wanted to be out. No, we got up at like 6:45,
yep.
Something like that.
We had to get up super early. That's all that matters.
Because we had to go up to Andrew's house, yeah.
And I woke up and everybody else is all ready to go to the gun show. It's like, yay, we're going to the gun show. And then I woke up and just... What's a gun show? Where's the breakfast? You need
And you're like, I don't even like coffee, but I'm drinking this anyway.
I need the coffee because it's an emergency. If I will fall asleep standing up if I don't have this.
Yeah, but no, it's
life so much.
I don't like mornings, but I can get up and get moving in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like once I wake up, I'm up, I'm going.
It's different for me because I can do that too, but only if it's an absolute necessity.
Yeah.
If I have a place to be, if there's a deadline I am going to miss, mm-hmm. then I can sit up, slap myself in the face, and go get myself a cold shower, and hey, I'm all wide awake, and I won't have any problems until maybe about 2 p.m., and then I'll be like, oh my god, I need to eat something, but I can't stop yawning, so I can't chew. That's what the rest of the day would be like. But in the morning, everything would be good, but because that's what's important.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of an adrenaline rush, really.
Kind of, probably is, yeah.
The threat of missing that deadline. But when it's something like a gun show where I know nothing about it, and I'm really just going for the camaraderie and maybe to learn something.
And looking for a laser, which you never found.
Yeah, that was my big quest when we went to that gun show, was to try and get a laser that had the ability to pop balloons from a distance. Which I really, really want, and I thought it was going to be cheap at a gun show because you can get them on certain websites. Like, there's one called Wicked Lasers, and they cost so much.
Right.
Like,
but I guess it's not really a huge market for popping balloons with lasers at gun shows, you know?
Yeah.
The lasers you have are ones.
Why not? Isn't that like, really cool?
Yes, but it's not practical for guns. You got to remember, you're going to a gun show. People who are going are interested in guns.
It means more powerful lasers for your gun, though. I mean, okay, let's get this future scenario out there. We have really powerful handheld lasers, right?
Yeah.
The power, logically, can only keep increasing as technology gets better and better.
Makes sense.
So wouldn't you like there to eventually be a choice between bullets and lasers on your gun? Like,
yes.
If you run out of laser power, you can switch to bullets, and if you're done with bullets, you can switch to laser power?
Yes, I agree that, yes, that is a possibility, or nice, or you could have one or the other that you buy.
So why aren't people investing in that?
Because what you're talking about isn't that. You're talking about a pen that shoots a green dot that will pop a balloon or light fire to a match.
No, this is for guns, though. I've expanded it beyond handheld lasers.
Right.
This is going to, there will be a switch that you can flip to go between John Wayne and Stormtrooper. That's what you're going to be able to do. That's kind of the vision that I have.
Okay.
Is that not ideal? Is that...
No, I think that's appealing to people, and I think they're working on that kind of stuff. But at a gun show, you're talking about stuff that's already out.
Oh.
It's not like going to E3 where they, you know, show you all their cool new stuff that's coming out in the next 5 years.
Is there a gun equivalent of E3?
Yeah, kind of.
What's it called?
It's called the SHOT Show.
SHOT Show.
Yeah. SHOT, all caps, show. Usually it's only military and law enforcement are actually allowed to go.
I am Googling.
Most of the major gun reveals, the stuff that's coming out in the next couple years, is made there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like new handguns that are coming out, new types of guns, whatever, new rifles, whatever. All that stuff seems to get released or shown there.
So it's like a E3 or CES.
Yeah, basically.
Guns. Okay, good. That's exactly the analogy. That's exactly the analogy I wanted, because I Googled SHOT Show lasers, and there seems to have been a couple showcases for it.
Yeah.
Although I'm looking at the guy demoing. He's demoing the gun right now. His name is Chappie. That's it. That's his nickname. Maybe we want to hear what Chappie has to say about these laser guns.
So it's kind of like having a D-ball on your pistol and a light.
So far, I haven't understood anything he said.
Side, if you activate it, you get a 350 lumen white light and a visible green.
Oh, that's
laser.
A flashlight, though.
Activated on the other side, you get a 600 milliwatt IR illuminator and an IR pointer. So the days of having to flip up your nods to
Drew, can you translate this, please?
Now you have all the capabilities that you have on your carbine, on your pistol.
Anything? Did you glean anything out of that?
Okay, it's a flashlight with a laser pointer on it, so is the first feature.
Right.
That you kind of understood, right? You know what a flashlight does, you know what a laser pointer does.
I didn't think they were combined, though. I thought he was saying that they're just, like, next to each other.
Well, they have system units now that have, like, the flashlight with a little laser underneath it, so you can flick between the two or have both.
Uh-huh.
So you could have, you know, you go into a dark hallway, you could light it up and also have a laser dot on your target.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be useful. So it's like dead in the middle of the flashlight, and it
probably
just points out through there.
Probably. I don't know. And then the other one is it has an IR strobe.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's an infrared strobe on your gun, so that way if somebody has like night vision goggles, it's usually military technologies that have this. They have IR strobes like on their back or their guns or something. Mm-hmm. So if like a helicopter is flying ahead, they can see where you are, and if they see other people, they know you can differentiate between good guys and bad guys.
Now, when you say strobe, it isn't a flashing light, right? Like they aren't flying over an encampment and people aren't having a sweet rave. That's not...
Is that, yeah, no, no, it's an infrared, having... so you'd look at it under like a thermal imaging or something like that.
Okay, it's just the word strobe threw me off, so I just wanted to make
sure. Yeah, no, it would basically, it would be like a strobing, it would look like a little miniature strobe on your gun or on your back or whatever as you're walking up towards this enemy camp if you have like a helicopter going overhead, which I guess could be practical in big police departments too if you're, you know.
And sweet raves.
Yeah, sweet raves.
I mean, don't deny those applications.
You know, but you probably aren't having a helicopter with infrared cameras flying overhead.
But if you are, like, doing you, know how, right. You know how to party.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is that people could make cooler stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And if there's anybody that would love to have a laser gun and probably be able to develop it in his backyard, it would probably be the people that attend most gun shows.
Yeah.
Which what I'm getting at here is rednecks will eventually start building lasers for fun.
Ben and I actually thought up, this was like in seventh grade, we thought up basically very basic plans for a railgun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Which explain probably... railguns to me.
Basically, you take some sort of piece of metal. You can theoretically be any piece of metal. Ideally, for maximum efficiency, you have just like some small aerodynamic projectile.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a row of magnets.
Ooh.
And
I like magnets.
Hooked up to some sort of a power system, and it runs a current through them. They're electromagnets.
All right.
So, you know, it's basically a series of magnets that all get powered on individually.
Okay.
So the first magnet gets turned on, which pulls the projectile towards it.
Oh, so wait, this is the same idea as like the bullet train, right? Except you're hurting people?
Pretty much, yeah. Same concept, higher power, so you get higher velocity.
Awesome.
Yeah, basically the same. So yeah, the projectile gets to the first magnet, obviously building up speed. Then it has some sort of sensor or something tells it. So it turns off that magnet, turns on the next one.
Yeah, it's just moving them over each magnet and they're turning
and
off.
And as it gets to each one, it picks up more and more speed, more and more velocity.
You still have those plans, or
Ben probably I think has them written down somewhere.
You made charts, or was this just something that happened in your head?
Both. Okay. It was something that happened in our head, and then Ben wrote it or drew it down. Basically, a rough drawing of it. It's basically looks like kind of a Y hooked up to some sort of basic wooden stock.
Cool. Yeah.
You got to have the Y for the magnets, or some sort of a four prong thing, so you can have stability.
And you don't necessarily need electromagnets either.
No, it's just. Yeah.
If you wanted a portable thing, you could just have really well-spaced neodymium kind of things.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I said neodymium right, but email me if I'm wrong. And you just space them apart right so that the thing won't get stuck onto it once,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it'll roll forward just the right way. I don't know. But I'd like to see those plans. It's always interesting when when somebody thinks of an evil mastermind plan like
that. In seventh grade.
And then I just want to see the charts for that.
Yeah.
It would be so interesting to look into that part of the mind at that stage. That'd be really fun.
They have large scale railguns because they're trying, like, I think the Navy is trying to design railguns for, like, their destroyers or whatever.
Okay.
They have videos of field testing them. Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. It's like it fires and then, you know, at the other end, it literally, like, fire, and then they basically don't get done saying it, and there's a big explosion at the end from they're firing a square block at a wall, and there's like an explosion that has that much energy.
Square block? That's
like a square block of steel.
Well, they should be throwing like balls of things, right?
Yes, but the idea is because it's un-aerodynamic, think about what happens if it is aerodynamic.
It goes through the wall?
Yeah.
Possibly?
It goes through the wall, okay. And then the next county.
They had to nerf it so they wouldn't accidentally destroy their facility.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And it's still intense power. It's actually really cool stuff.
That's okay, that's really good thinking. So why do they want to use... Are they making the transition to rail guns from normal guns?
Yeah.
Is that their eventual goal?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to... Why?
Because increased range, increased power, because you can theoretically have a railgun fire 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 miles.
Ooh.
If you use physics. You know, you just find the right angle, you fire it up, and yeah, you can shoot
it
10 miles.
If we apply physics correctly, we can shoot this projectile up to 10 miles, or 11.7 nautical miles, if you prefer. I don't know how
I don't know how much it is either, but yeah.
I'll find that out.
But yeah, you can theoretically lob them insane distance. Actually, I think it's further than 10 miles. 10 miles is just basic artillery.
There's probably some tanks that can shoot like 20-something.
Yeah, I think actually, no, I mean, it was probably actually more or upwards of 100 miles.
By the way,
trig rate.
10 miles equals 8.6 nautical miles. I'm way wrong.
You're the opposite direction.
Yeah. I mean, I thought because the way nautical miles work is it accounts for the curve of the Earth, doesn't it?
I think so, but...
But I don't really know how that works, and I thought for some reason that would be longer than, as opposed to shorter. But I don't know. I never claimed to be in the Navy. Hey, Andrew, if you're listening, text me sometime and tell me how nautical miles work. Because if you don't know that.
Or tell us if you're working on railguns.
Oh, yeah. We really want to know
that.
He was
wanting to be a machinist mate, which means he'd be working on all the guns.
I don't know if that was like his original goal, but apparently that's what your future is, man.
Yeah,
so.
If you stick with it long enough, that's what they're going for. Railguns.
I want to shoot a railgun. It'd be so cool. Because if it's using magnets, you could put pretty much anything in this gun that is magnetic,
and
right?
Any sort of magnet. That's why I was saying that's another possibility is why they're appealing, I think, is that.
You don't really
run out of ammunition.
Oh, wow.
You basically, if you can find something metal, you can use it and fire it.
Man, that would be so... You know what I would totally do? I would put silverware in it. just like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, which that actually will work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like grape shot.
Yeah, I would just take a bucket full of spoons.
They're magnetic spoons. And aluminum.
And just dump them on the railgun all at once and just... Because I'm assuming, like, if you just leave it on all the time, you can just keep throwing stuff into it.
Probably.
And then it just shoots as it goes, right? Yeah, that's what I want to do. Silverware and maybe, I don't know, like a shovel or something. Yeah. Just ridiculous objects. That's what I would be feeding into it. And this goes back to my original point. Rednecks would absolutely be building railguns.
Oh, yeah.
If you introduced them to the idea of that and you told them this will shoot anything magnetic,
they'd be like, what's magnetic?
How do magnets work? And then you have to...
Like, anything that's metal that magnets will stick to will work.
Well, dang, that sure makes a lot of sense, sonny. You're not using any of them $10 words. You want to help me build one of these here gun things? Rail guns, right? That's what you call them?
Probably just call them magnet guns, probably, if they're rednecks.
I'll get my special magnet gun, and I'm gonna shoot it at my truck here. Thing won't even tip over. Thing's made out of 3 tons of steel.
Shoots it, just puts the hole through both doors.
Well, hot dang, I sure didn't expect this to happen. I'm going to have to... Hey, Bill, watch this. Hold my beer. And then he shoots through Bill's truck, and then everybody has holes in their trucks.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting world.
That would be.
That's what the future has in store for us. When we all have lightsabers and hoverboards coming September 2015, then rednecks are going to be building railguns in their backyards.
Rednecks on hoverboards with... with railguns with lightsabers stuffed in their back pocket.
Oh god, they're being pulled behind trucks on their hoverboard and
shooting railguns at like squirrels or something.
Oh my god. Okay, this is gonna happen.
Of this technology actually does happen, yes it will.
Okay, picture this. Okay, it's some rednecks on a beach, and they've got a truck and a hoverboard. So the guy gets on the hoverboard and they're pulling him along, but the guy swerves so that the guy on their hoverboard gets thrown out over the water
and then just drops in.
That's a beautiful future. I'm not even afraid of that anymore.
I just want to
watch that happen, and I would do it too.
Yeah,
because
the hoverboard would just stop, and the guy would just get pulled off the hoverboard.
Well,
because hoverboards still float over the water, they just don't move.
They can't move. Does that not make sense to you?
Not really.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know, because if hoverboards don't work on water unless you've got power, like is it pushing against the magnetic field of the Earth, or
and then the water will displace slightly around that magnetic field that's being pushed down?
Man,
or that field? I don't know.
Oh, he was hovering pretty high above the water in Back to the Future 2. Oh, by the way, do you know Elijah Wood was in Back to the Future 2?
Uh-uh.
He was one of the kids playing the arcade game in that diner.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And people always come up to him and say, "I loved you in Back to the Future too, man." And I was like, I was in there for like 5 seconds. But
you gotta use your hand? That's boring.
He was that kid.
Oh,
that was his line.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm 90% sure of that. But
you know, I'm going to have to watch that movie now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which kind of sucks because it's my least favorite of the three.
You like Back to the Future 2 the least?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always liked seeing depictions of the future. And
yeah, I do too, but I like the other two better.
Even the Wild West one?
Yeah.
I didn't really like the Wild West one.
I'm kind of a fan of Westerns, though. That's a soft spot genre for me.
That's your prerogative, but I didn't like the lady that played Doc Brown's girlfriend.
Yeah, no, she's kind of annoying. We've talked about this before, but yeah.
Yeah, she's got a weird face and voice.
Yeah.
Just something about it that in my head makes me go, I wouldn't touch that at arm's length.
Yeah, I do like the references they have to other movies. You know, like the Clint Eastwood things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which I'm glad that they played that clip in the second movie of Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah.
When he has the iron bulletproof vest thing on, because that's almost exactly what they do in the third movie.
No way. Yeah. I need to watch those.
What, the Clint Eastwood Spaghetti Westerns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't. Why do they call them Spaghetti Westerns?
Because they're made in Italy.
Okay. I thought it was something easy like that.
Yeah.
Should have known. But
because it's made in the land of spaghetti.
it's not exactly the land of spaghetti. I mean, they're more famous for pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's, why wouldn't you hate to get known for something that wasn't a big deal to you?
Yeah.
You know, like spaghetti was just kind of like an offhand thing. Like, oh, you know, it's no big deal. And then and then pizza became their big thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then that pizza and spaghetti is all that anybody knows about Italy. They know nothing else except that they also have a city that kind of happens to be sinking. But what else is there in Italy? I don't know, pizza.
Actually, most people don't even realize that it's sinking, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't believe how many people are unaware of that.
Yeah.
And how many people are also unaware of what political parties that people are part of. Like our own president. I was watching a really sad video a few days ago. A guy just asking people in California, do you know what political party our president is affiliated with? And at least 60% of the people he was asking had no guesses.
Yeah.
And what did I say? 60%. Then the next 30% were guessing, but they had it wrong. And then there was the 10% that was actually getting it right.
Hmm.
I fear a little for the future again now. Like, I'm going back. I'm flipping back and forth on what I think about the future in this episode because I was like, oh, crap. Rednecks are going to build rail guns. And then I'm going to be like, oh, rednecks are going to push each other over the water in hoverboards. That's going to be really funny.
Yeah.
And then, oh, people are getting dumb.
Yeah, which means more rednecks to build railguns.
Well,
yeah, I know. That's not exactly causation.
It depends on how dumb people get.
Yeah.
If people keep moving into the idiocracy trend, then there's no way that people are going to become even close to building railguns.
Right.
People are going to be surviving off of technology that was luckily invented for them several hundred years before, and it just keeps getting recycled. And if we keep continuing in the trend that we kind of are now, where there's some smart people and then there's dumb people mixed in with them, but the majority is dumb, then the smart people will be developing the technology and the slightly dumber people will be taking that technology and abusing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the cycle that I see. It's going to be a strange future, I tell you what.
Yes.
But, you know, just don't abuse it too much. And don't slam people into, like, walls or anything if you're throwing them on hoverboards.
No.
Because I'm guessing the hoverboards just have, like, a constant hover state.
Yeah.
You know? Which would be pretty nice because the way I'm picturing it is still with pushing off of the Earth's magnetic field.
Right.
Because that's the first thing you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have a constant hovering state, then what people are also going to do is just like with normal skateboards, people get on it and they get pushed and then you just watch where they go. And if they happen to fall into a nearby trash compactor while they're doing it, no big deal. It was for the lulz. So
as long as you catch it on camera, it's all good.
Yeah, but you can't put it on YouTube if they fall into a trash compactor. You're supposed to put it on LifeLeak.
Yeah.
Because that's the joke now is that if it's on LifeLeak and then somebody probably dies in that video.
It's horrible.
And another thing, if somebody gets hit by some sort of fast moving object and their shoe comes off or both of their shoes come off, then the immediate conclusion people jump to is that they died. for some reason, shoe removal equals death.
Yeah.
I don't know where this conclusion came from, but I don't think that's true.
No, not entirely, no. Maybe it's because, you know, if you get hit hard enough, your shoes pop off.
Yeah.
And you're probably dead.
And we all know with cartoon logic that if your shoes do come off and you get hit, you're going to be alive anyway because you're a cartoon.
Yeah.
And cartoons live forever, you know? Like, if you accidentally fell into a dimension where everyone was a cartoon,
mm-hmm.
then nobody would ever die. No. Everybody would be constantly hurting themselves on accident and just laughing it off.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, there would be no funeral services.
Or if you died, your ghost would just have to wander around and find your body again. After you had a little bit of shenanigans.
I don't know.
That seems to happen in some ones where there's a ghost wandering around giving shenanigans. Usually in Tom and Jerry, one of them will die.
God, yeah, I remember that Tom and Jerry episode. There was one where they locked Tom out of the house, or they locked Jerry out of the house. No. Tom locked Jerry out of the house,
mm-hmm.
and Jerry was like on the edge of death.
Yeah,
and Tom was like, "Oh, I don't really care," and he goes to bed,
mm-hmm.
and he has a dream where I think Jerry came back as a ghost and started to haunt him.
And he couldn't get rid of him.
And eventually he got sent to hell
because
of it. And then he woke up while he was being drowned by Satan in his giant cauldron. And
I think I've seen this one, yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird episode,
wasn't
it? I watched that and I shouldn't feel this good about Tom, because when you're 8 years old, you see Tom as like the personification of evil, but you don't realize that Jerry is a dick.
Yeah, you see Jerry as like the witty resistance kind of thing.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the guy, "Oh, I'm just trying to live my life." There's a cat here. And when I poked him in the face, he got mad. Why did he get mad?
Yeah.
Why are you so mad, bro?
I think people initially see him as the underdog, but then realize he's kind of a jerk.
Oh, yeah, but that's the only way that the cartoon would have existed in the first place.
Yeah.
Is if somebody was being a jerk to someone. That's the whole point of cartoons. Watch people hurt each other in ways that are completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like you regularly get to watch cats be put into soup cans, entire soup cans, and compressed into that tiny little space, and then opened up and then dumped out, and then somehow that weird cylindrical shaped creature just starts walking.
Yeah, or like that would be getting your tail chopped off and held on by Band-Aids for the next 5 minutes.
Those things would be really horrifying if they were done in any other art style.
Yeah.
But somehow, when it's just drawn with those certain lines, people just, oh.
It's hilarious.
It's a cat in a soup can. That wouldn't be totally gruesome and horrifying in real life. Nobody thinks about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a strange dynamic. I don't know, but it also makes me kind of want to get into cartoons a little bit.
Yeah.
And I also, I wonder if that's the appeal that Jared sees to cartoons, because we talked about this.
Because they aren't bound by the rules of realism?
I think so, but sometimes they do follow them in some way. Like, there's just certain cartoons that do kind of have, like, some sort of, they have rules, they don't completely go off.
They have
the
right set of rules, but they,
Yeah, like the Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
It's kind of a spy kid adventure thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are characters that do die, and laws of physics are followed in that. So it just really depends on the cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting notion to hold that most cartoons just, they live forever. And you're not at all disturbed by what happens to them.
Yeah, they usually only get killed by their writers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or animators.
Yeah, I almost included Rick and Morty in the same category as the Venture Brothers, and no, that definitely not, because they're actually traveling to alternate dimensions.
Yeah,
so, which is a theory in itself, but I don't see that as really.
But you see that in other medium
right
forms too. So
yeah. But I think that's Jared's appeal to cartoons, because I talked about this before. He wanted me to give him a whole bunch of cartoons to watch while he was on base and had nothing to do. And I think he's enjoying them.
Yeah.
He hasn't really told me how far he's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I think I gave him enough to last him a couple months
at
least. So hopefully he doesn't get bored. But I kind of want to give him something live action, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if he would just reject it. Like, maybe, what if I got him on True Detective?
I haven't started yet, no.
Have you been recording it, though?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't have HBO.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
You got everything else. Why don't you have HBO? I mean, you've got AMC. Like, isn't that like the Holy Grail in itself?
It can be, but it's a different, it's actually just a program package. HBO is a different package. You actually have to pay specifically for HBO. You have to pay specifically for like Stars, for Showtime. You have to
Stars.
Yeah, you have to pay like extra X amount of dollars per month just to get those, you know, six channels. It's stupid.
That is stupid. Like, the a la carte system would benefit everybody, and yet we are, our content is being controlled by...
Yeah, it's more just, you have six packages you pick from, so if you want four of these channels, you have to buy this package.
Yeah, I don't remember, did we talk about the whole Comcast Time Warner thing?
No.
Okay, but what's happening is Comcast wants to buy Time Warner, which would be the worst company in the world buying the second worst company in the world. We don't want that.
No. Comcast has already bought enough entertainment people. They bought Universal.
Comcast just needs to be completely disintegrated. Like, because there is some sort of, I don't really know the process of government intervention for monopolies, but what is, if that happens, it is a monopoly. That's just what's going to happen outright. Comcast is going to own at least, like, at least 55% of all internet. Pretty much.
Yeah.
All the internet shares in the United States. So there's got to be, isn't there some point where the government comes in and says, whoa, guys, you're like controlling the world right now. So we need to stop you.
And they're like, well, you don't have internet.
I know that's Comcast is Skynet, dude. You thought you thought Google was going to be Skynet. It's Comcast. And it's
Comcast
not-
is going to be the road that Google goes on. Okay.
No.
Or
no.
Or they're going to join together. Google's computers are going to get smart, and you know, Comcast is going to provide them with the gateways to everything they ever want to know.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with that, which I think brings us to. It's not playing, or is it?
It's just slow. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I put it all the way in the beginning. But anyway, this is our Nerd Fight segment. I don't have an official intro for it yet, but eventually I will. But for now, this is our placeholder music for our Nerd Fight segment. Our fight of the day, Drew believes that Google will go the way of Comcast.
No. Google will become Skynet. You believe it'll be Comcast.
I believe it'll be Comcast becoming Skynet. Why do you think it would be Google?
Because they have more of the features that are going to tick the boxes. They have robotics. They already have networking. They already have monitoring software companies. You know, they have Nest. They have a huge amount of people that go to them already, so it's not like they don't have influence over tons of people.
Yeah, but they're just, Google is just buying services, though, is the thing.
And other companies, like I was saying, the robotics companies.
Google is buying services that utilize the internet. Comcast
is the internet. Right.
So if the government decides to come over and say, whoa, guys, you're being a monopoly, we're going to have to divide you amongst like three or four parts, Comcast will be like, nope, and just turn off the internet for like
the
DC.
Entire country or something.
Yeah, and it would be way worse if Comcast became Skynet, because I'll give Google this. If Google became Skynet, they would be really good at it.
Yeah.
Okay? World domination, no problem. The Sarah Connor whole timeline thing wouldn't even happen.
Probably, because they would shut that down before it even had a chance to happen.
There would be no contest, because Google can tell the future. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the thing with Google. Comcast has no idea what anybody wants, so yeah, they will probably have this army.
Which is probably, yeah, why, I guess, if you think about truly, if we're talking about the movies in Skynet.
Yeah. Yeah,
I could see where, you know, because the machines in, you know, Terminator obviously don't know what the consequences of their actions are going to be.
No, because they...
i.e. sending back Arnold Schwarzenegger to kill Sarah Connor and inadvertently causes the thing they're trying to prevent.
Google has a little bit of a soul,
yeah.
You know? They are wanting to give people fast internet. Comcast is trying to severely limit it and make people pay more for it.
Right.
So they are seeming more and more robotic as they continue with their nefarious plans.
Right. But as a form of machines taking over the world kind of thing, with, I think Google would be more applicable for that, because Comcast, yes, they have all the internet, but they're just a bunch of people with internet access.
No, I'm saying if Google did it, they would be really good at
it.
But they won't be doing that because they don't control the internet. They just have certain parts of it. Comcast can just turn it off.
You
can shut off all connections.
That's
a way bigger switch to have than just getting rid of the Google homepage.
Yeah.
You know? Like, sure, people would be really mad if the Google homepage was gone, but if you could get to nothing on the internet, you would be way more mad and you would feel way more oppressed because of that.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be so much robots taking over the world trying to kill all of humanity if the internet shut down.
Well, they would just be setting up their own network then, of course.
Yeah.
That's how that would work. And it wouldn't, it probably wouldn't even be that good of a Skynet either, because it would probably be moving really slowly. So
well, extermination,
so the extermination of humanity would just be really slow and painful.
But how would they kill you?
How?
Yeah.
I don't know, robot army. Those things develop on themselves.
See, that's what I'm saying, is how is Comcast actually going to kill you all and try and, you know, exterminate humanity?
Yeah, okay, wait a minute. Okay, maybe I'm
Google wrong. Already has that with robotics.
Okay, you know what? I concede. Yeah.
Honestly, if we were to look at it realistic, it'd probably be an allegation of both of them.
Yeah, okay, if Google bought Comcast.
Yeah, or the other way around, right? If Comcast bought Google, which I hope never happens. But I think Google has enough money where that's never going to happen.
Yeah? Okay.
But I think if Google, it's like Google has the hardware, Amazon has the software.
Google and Amazon working together to take over the world?
Yeah, or...
That'd be fun, I guess.
No, not really. For them, maybe.
Yeah, no, they'd be having a great time. Google would just be all like, yay, world domination! And then Amazon would be just holding hands with them, and they'd be frolicking through a field. And then humanity is just buried underneath the daisies. Just, oh, God, this isn't fun. I don't like this.
Yeah, because... Yeah,
and
yeah.
Google and Amazon are just like, F you, humans, and they just keep going.
Yeah, because Google has the intelligence and has the, you know, the hardware and the thinking capacity.
All right, and the music's over, so that means the Nerd Fight segment is officially done. Google will become Skynet.
It's more likely to become Skynet.
It is more likely to become Skynet. It is the truth. It has been spoken into nerd law.
Yes.
Comcast, it's no contest. And see, that's the whole goal of a Nerd Fight right there. That is good natured fun.
Yes.
Talking about the enslavement of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the whole thing. Comcast would just be so bad at it that it would never succeed as a viable take over the world strategy.
The best thing that they would do would be, you know, Skynet's first strike, which is just take over everybody's missile silos, launch everybody's missiles at everybody.
Yeah, sure. That would mess things up pretty bad.
And that's about, I think, the extent that they would be able to do. And then, but the thing is, you got to follow that up with the armies and of machines.
Yeah, and them building them is kind of iffy, you know? Yeah. I mean, and...
Well, how reliable is Comcast software for working?
Oh,
so.
God, it isn't.
So you'd have, you know, a robot walking out, you're like... And then just kind of drops because it
For those
crashes.
Who are wondering, Drew did the robot and then just kind of slumped in his chair.
Yeah.
He got powered off.
Because that'd be pretty much Comcast's robots. Or it'd be like, I know you're going to moan, but, you know, it's a good parallel for a scene is in The Phantom Menace.
Okay, there it is.
Not going into the entire movie, just that one scene when all the robots get turned off.
Yeah, I did kind of like watching all the robots just fall over.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what would happen if Comcast was Skynet. Their robots would all get there, start killing people, and then just the server would crash and there's flop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked watching the robots fall over, and there's one other part of The Phantom Menace that I will acknowledge as being really funny. I think you know what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that
and then
part.
The explosion.
They subconsciously know
that noise.
That exact part. I've activated it in everyone's heads. I love having that power. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Don't watch The Phantom Menace. That's like, you don't, I mean, you may recognize the part, but you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed that you are aware of such a horrible piece of media.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. Was there some news of the new Star Wars movie
happening? They have a theory. Basically, it's big news that they think they know who the main villain guy is going to be.
Okay.
I don't know who the actor is. I've never heard of him before.
It's Thanos.
I don't know.
It's not Thanos.
No.
Because Thanos is the guy at Marvel. The end of the Avengers, and he's like...
Both are owned by Disney.
Yeah, yeah. The Infinity Gauntlet. Okay.
They haven't released what the character's name is.
Oh man, what if it's Thanos? It's not.
No, it's not. They already have a guy for that.
No, I'm just referencing Patton Oswalt.
I know. So. Yeah.
It'd be so great.
Yeah. What if it was Patton Oswalt and it was Thanos?
Oh yeah.
That'd be an interesting twist.
I would never be able to take it seriously.
No,
but,
no.
Oh my god, that would be so great. I want to see him go to Comic-Con as Thanos now. Like, I'm gonna tweet
too
him.
Short.
I'm gonna tweet him after this show and just ask him, would you consider going to Comic-Con dressed as Thanos, because I know you know who the guy is. I know you're a fan. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
Because I think he could go with it, because he'd be going along. This wouldn't be stealing an idea or anything. I just think it'd be really funny. It's just different celebrities casting themselves in silly things as different superheroes.
Like Adam Savage does, where he, you know.
Yeah, dresses as just like
he but he does a really, really good job. So
yeah. So Patton Oswalt as Thanos, I think that could work, because it's along the same lines as that one time, I think in like 2012, where everybody wanted Donald Glover to be Spider-Man. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, you showed me the bit.
Yeah, and everybody wanted him to be Spider-Man, and then his comparison to that was, why don't they just cast Michael Cera as Shaft?
And yeah, somebody was saying that. He's like, no. I would watch that every single day.
Yep. Well, yes, one more for Shaft, please. I'd love to go see that. And I would, too. I mean, yeah. Come on. And I would love to see Patton Oswalt as Thanos, and I would probably also want to see John Goodman as the Hulk.
That would be hilarious. Although it would involve him not wearing a shirt, which...
Yeah, well, come on. I mean, the Hulk doesn't have to wear a shirt, but they can touch it up, you know?
Yeah.
They just spray paint.
Maybe it'll be
Grey
Hulk, who actually still wears part of his lab coat.
Ooh, what if they made a Grey Hulk movie?
That would be interesting.
I mean, what was the point of Grey Hulk anyway? Was that just, were they bad at drawing him?
No, it's
or
just
was he a completely different version of the Hulk?
No, it's the same version. That was the original Hulk was gray, and then after a while, I don't know why they'd made him green.
Really?
Maybe he got exposed to more radiation, so he started glowing. I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, there's an entire Wikipedia page for Grey Hulk, but it's Hulk gets his own wiki, so
yeah.
Grey Hulk is the original Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stan Lee wanted the Hulk to be gray, but due to ink problems, oh, it was ink problems! I always like that theory, yeah. And I like knowing that it's true. But due to ink problems, Hulk's color was changed to green.
Probably this just ended up proving more popular, and so they stuck with it.
Probably. This was explained by saying that the Grey Hulk persona and the Green Hulk persona are battling in Banner's subconscious. Okay. Due to his superior strength, the Green Hulk, aka Savage Hulk, won most of the time.
That's right, because Grey Hulk actually was fairly smart still. He actually could still think and talk and do all that kind of good stuff.
Could he really?
Yeah.
Huh. No, I like the idea of Hulk being more like a mindless monster.
Yeah.
But then they still introduce a bit of that control element into the Avengers.
Yeah.
You know? So they've completely killed the idea of Grey Hulk altogether.
For the most part, they have.
Well, because, I mean, there's still Wikipedia pages on it.
Well, yeah, that, and in some of the stuff with him as Green Hulk, he still does talk occasionally.
Yeah, well, wait. Well, okay.
Like, more than just Hulk smash.
Well, yeah, he did puny God for Avengers.
Yeah, but, I mean, apparently because, like, I remember in the Marvel comic series, actually, it was a good comic series, The Secret Wars. It was a 12-part miniseries, or 12-part series.
Uh-huh.
They basically took all the best villains, all the best heroes, put them on a world, had them fight it out.
Ooh, just all on the same planet?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was actually pretty cool.
And Hulk wins, right?
Well, Hulk is on the good guy team.
Okay.
It's like the Avengers, the X-Men, Spider-Man, Thor, a couple other guys I'm forgetting. But yeah, those are all like the good guy teams.
That's awesome. Rocket Raccoon?
No, maybe? I don't think Guardians of the Galaxy showed up. Oh, Fantastic Four were there.
They're redoing that too.
I know, I saw the casting list.
Oh, you don't like it? Who was it again?
A bunch of people nobody's ever heard of.
Somebody got mad because somebody was a black guy, right?
I think so.
People always get mad about that.
I know.
They need to stop. Fantastic Four reboot, I guess. What do I Google?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Can foxes find IMDb, I guess.
Yeah.
Kate Mara. Oh, I like her. She's hot. What?
Who's that?
Kate Mara. She is in House of Cards.
Oh, wait. Isn't she the one person in... She's the chicken shooter?
She's the... Is she in she is in Shooter. I'm looking at it right
okay,
now.
Okay, I know who she is.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Oh, let's see. Michael B. Jordan as Johnny's... Okay, Michael B. Jordan.
He's they have to put the B in, otherwise Michael Jordan.
Yeah, no, we didn't want to confuse people. He's going to be... God, we got to shut this down. Crap. But he's gonna be the Human Torch, and people are getting really mad about it, so we don't want that. People need to stop being racist. That's my call to action here. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us if you want to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. Say things.
Bye.
No, you can't. Bye. Okay.